Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, I am in Long Beach, California today recording the show for next week. We're at the Scuba Show, and you'll hear all about it, plus our little adventure to Catalina Island shortly thereafter. So I've had to record in advance, so that's what we got going on today. And somebody that is not going to be there, which I can't believe it, but he's just so busy, he has to, you know, keep things running down there in South Florida and Bimini, is the Dive God, Mr. Neil Watson, who is with us right now. Hey, Neil, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic, Gregory. Fantastic, man. Summer's a coming. The water's getting warm, and I can't wait to get back wet.
Yes. Boom. Well, the water down there in South Florida, where you're based, is much nicer than what I may be encountering over in the next few days out on the left coast. So we'll have to compare water temps here pretty soon. But I don't think it's going to live up to the Neil Watson 80-80-80 rule. You know, 80 water temp.
I think it's going to live up to the shrinkage rule.
Yeah, very possible. Very possible. And that will be the excuse I use if anyone happens to see me naked. Anyway, we have not talked to Mr. Watson here recently. We've missed him the last couple times. And I wanted to check in because last time we spoke, you were going over to the Bahamas for a big, like, award show. And we had talked about this. You're up for a big award for what? Just Dive God of the Bahamas? What was the thing you were up for exactly?
There's an award. I had no idea how big it was. I knew of it, but it's called the Kashik Award. And Kashik was some Lucayan Indian chief or something. I don't know. But anyhow, it's like 17 years it's been going on. And they have like about 30 different categories, and it's to recognize people in the hospitality industry, environmental, hoteliers, all kind of stuff. And I was nominated. There's three people nominated in each category, and I was nominated in the sports category. And unlike all of my other awards, Hall of Fame awards, Reaching Out Award, and all this, you know, you're nominated, you're selected. And then you go give your speech and you get your award. This is like the Academy Awards. You know, you put on a black tie and you go to this big function and they show your bio and all of this. And then they say, and the winner is, and they open the card and you're supposed to scream and run up and get your award, right? Mm. So I was pretty confident that I was probably going to snag this award, and then I found out who the other people that were nominated, and one of the other nominees was a guy that had won gold, silver, bronze in the Olympics for the Bahamas. I mean, the Bahamas is a little country, and had mentored kids for years, and is a rock star in the Bahamas. So I figured, well, I'm going to get a nice dinner and enjoy a beautiful evening, which is how it turned out.
Okay.
I didn't get the award, but everybody's the winner because it's such an honor to be even nominated for this. And honestly, I would have been embarrassed to get up and accept the award had this other this guy had not won. I mean, he certainly deserved it. But yeah. it was an amazing evening. And I mean, I'm thinking of a little deal. This was in the new convention center at the Baja Mar. I mean, they had a full live orchestra. They had singers. They had dance groups. I mean, and everybody in the government was there. I mean, it was something. It was very, very impressive. I was honored to be there. And,
but slightly out of your element of Hawaiian shirts, cargo shorts, flip flops, and a cigar.
Well, I thought I had everything packed until I started getting dressed and realized that I had my beautiful patent leather shoes, but I had only white socks. So, true story, man. So I run down like to the gift shop at the hotel, and thank God they had some black socks. Otherwise, I was going to just go sockless, I guess, and look islandy or something. But yeah.
Okay. Well, like you said, it's an honor to be nominated. So that's kind of cool, and definitely something else. Another feather you can put in the Dive God's hat that he was nominated for the Bahamian Academy Awards. We'll just call it that.
There you go.
I can't pronounce what you said earlier about the sheep. So
the sheep. Yeah.
I don't know what you said. So we'll just leave it at that.
Because I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right either.
Fair enough. All right, so you had that since last we spoke. Also, last weekend you were at the Blue Wild show. Now, Walt DeMartini gave us a little preview of it, but he had come like straight from the Rumfest event, and so I'm not sure if he had mixed up a couple of the two things or whatever. I had rum here, and then I had rum there, and I'm like, wait a minute, What's going on exactly? So did you see Walt stumbling through the aisles of the Blue Wild show down there in South Florida?
Walt was Beth Watson because he needed a badge, and I had a badge for my daughter, so I took it out. I shouldn't be saying this. Anyhow, I took it out and gave him my daughter's badge to get the show. So, yeah, I walked the floor with him. I held him up and carried him through the...
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Hi, I'm Neil, and this is my daughter Beth. Whoa.
Yeah. Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the first year I'd exhibited at the show, and Sherry Day that runs the show, I mean, does a great job. I had lunch with her just when she was starting the show, picked my braid and everything, and she told me what she was doing, and you know, she's a spearfishing champion, and into the spear fishing and the free diving and all that. And
yeah. She's a big deal in the spear fishing world.
Absolutely. And it was a little niche show out at the IGFA headquarters here in Fort Lauderdale. And then it went into the convention center and whatever. And because it's local and like Beth, my daughter talked me into exhibiting, I decided to do the show. And even though it is probably 90% spearfishing and competitive free diving, it was really refreshing to see the demographics of the attendees at the show. The average age was probably 25 years younger than the consumer dive shows that I go to in Chicago and in New York and even in California. Mm-hmm. Much closer to the demographics of Fort Lauderdale show that I did, you know, Ocean Fest. But I was questioning whether or not it even made any sense if any of these people would be it, because you know my resorts, I don't cater. You can't spearfish off of my boats in the Bahamas, and even if you do go out on a private boat, you can only free dive and use a Hawaiian sling. I never realized that there was as many expensive ways to kill a fish. They had spear guns over $2,000 at that show.
Wow.
I never paid over $30 for a Hawaiian sling.
That's what is bringing in all these millennials, all these younger folks? Or what? Why is it?
Yeah, well,
so...
I'm not a skier. But I've heard the comparisons between the snowboarders and the downhill skiers. Mm-hmm. You know, the snowboarders are the millennials and the young kids, and it's competitive. versus, you know, the older people that are kind of like the scuba divers of skiing, are the downhill skiers. But I mean, if we can figure a way to get them to cross over into scuba diving, I mean, it would certainly grow the sport, because I mean, it was a very, very well attended show. We had a lot of families there, and you know, a lot of, you know, because I have the hammerheads and the sharks and the dolphins and whatever, that was probably more appealing to this clientele than just leisure travel scuba diving.
Sure, adventure. So the adventure element was at play.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it was worthwhile for me, and it was educational as well, just to see how big this is, you know. I mean, I had no idea how big this free diving and spearfishing industry is, and it's growing.
It's cranking.
And it's really growing, yeah.
Cool. We'll have to see about getting to that next year. All right, more with the Dive God next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. Uh-huh. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba,
scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know me.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Well, you're in the right place here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm talking with the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, right now. Now, Neil has been really busy getting awards, hanging out at the Blue Wild Show down in South Florida last weekend. But the big thing going on with, well, in his neck of the woods, because he does so much stuff in the Bahamas, specifically Bimini, is some new wrecks that you and Junior have helped put together. Actually, I guess it's probably more him. Is that true?
Well, I take credit. He does the work, and I take the credit.
Okay, fair enough, you know, as we should.
When there's credit due, it's Neil Watson. when there's work involved, it's Neil Watson Jr.
Right.
So
now, how you distinguish between the dive god and Neil Watson and Neil Watson Jr. is Jr. is the one who looks like the star from Last Man on Earth.
Exactly. Grizzly Adams.
Duck Dynasty kind of deal, you know.
Yeah. But he said that he was going to shave after Hammerhead season.
Oh.
And Hammerhead season wrapped up just this week. So
okay.
I'm looking to see a clean shaven son that I recognize again.
Well, that'll be interesting. I was just getting used to this look. You know?
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, hey, look, it's Animal from the Muppets. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for years he was little Neil until he got to be about a foot taller than me.
Okay.
And we figured, this doesn't make any sense. So then it was with Neil Jr.
Yes.
So,
yeah, but he's been busy with the Hammerheads wrapping up Hammerhead season.
Oh, so. we just jammed during Hammerhead season, but we've been working on this big project. A good friend of mine, a guy named Joe Farrell, has a company called Resolve Marine. You've met him. You've interviewed him. He has a gigantic salvage operation. I mean, he has giant salvage crews stationed all over the world. He's the one that sunk the aircraft carrier, the Eriskany. He's the one that got the Spiegel Grove wrecked down in the Keys. It was upside down on its side before the hurricane uprighted it. And he's had a home in Bimini for probably 25 years and really, really done a lot for the community. There's been a wreck out there called the Barge for years that he sunk. And he's been talking about putting together a little group of wrecks right, you know, within swimming distance of each other. So, on his own nickel, with Neil's help preparing them, we've sunk four wrecks.
Wow.
They're all within 150 feet of each other. They're at 85 feet of water. So the tops of some of the wrecks is like 40 feet. One of them is like 150 foot, or 165-foot barge, a 90-foot tugboat. We got like a 70-foot landing craft, and then a 30-foot Cuban refugee boat smuggling Cubans. and I mean, I had pushed to name it for Joe Farrell, but it's one that really did it. But Joe's suggestion last month, a very well-known Bahamian guy named Coach Sugar, which was a baseball coach in Bimini for years and mentored kids since from the time that I lived there 40 years ago. He just passed away last month. So Joe wanted to name it Coach Sugar Memorial Wreck Site. So that's the name of it. It's already attracting fish, and it's going to just be like an amazing dive site because we're going to, you know, we'll either put chains or like center blocks or trail where you can swim from one wreck to the other, so you cover all four wrecks like on one dive.
Excellent. So how far away from the docks there at the Big Game Club are we talking? Do you know?
10 minutes. Ten minutes. Well,
and then what are they lined up? You know, parallel to the beach or something? Or I mean, have you been there yourself yet or no?
No, he just sunk. He sunk the last. I was at the dive show last week. Mm. And he sent me a video, right as the tug was sinking. It was like really cool.
Yeah.
So,
I saw some of that stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
So if you Google it, it's up there. Like Bimini Rex or, well, maybe Coach Sugar Memorial. Maybe you'll Google it like that. Eventually you will be able to, but
we should soon have it up on BiminiScubaCenter.com.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. And so it's four wrecks loosely connected together. Eventually, like I said, you'll create a trail of like a chain or something. Heck, if it's Bimini, you probably just see the other one if it's 150 feet away.
You can. But we'll just probably put cinder blocks, you know, like 10 feet apart.
Yeah. But if they're in 85 feet of water, so with the relief, when do you start actually interacting with the top of the wreck? Do you know?
The tug is the highest, though. The top of the tug will probably be at about 40 feet of water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, and obviously, Junior went through and tried to help create situations where these were safe wrecks to dive and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean he was working 10 hours a day preparing these things, you know, cleaning everything out and cutting holes in it and whatever and it's an enormous amount of work.
Well,
enormous
I bet.
Amount of work, but
yeah.
it's going to be a great dive site. It's just west of one of the nice reefs out there, Hawksbill.
Okay.
So you know, we'll probably go from the wreck site into Hawksbill for the second dives, you know, the 2-tank dive.
Got it. Is it anywhere near some of these other feature dives that you have over in Bimini, whether it's the stingrays, great hammerheads during the winter months or cooler months? The dolphins,
well,
the wild dolphins?
If you went from the Big Game Club to the beach and went straight out from there, it's probably halfway up the island north of Allistown, the Big Game Club.
Off of that picturesque beach that we were hanging out doing that Corona commercial picture.
Correct.
Well, or I should say Click commercial. We had Click in our hand. Yeah,
Click. It was Click O'Clock.
Yeah. Well, and they got new air service from this airline called Elite Air that's offering like an upscale, I don't know, 50-seaters. They actually got new direct service to Bimini from Melbourne Orlando Airport, which is just east of Disney. Very close for our folks here. And I guess you're saying it comes up from Jersey too or something, right?
They're gonna do service from Newark to Bimini.
Wow.
They'll stop in Melbourne. Not even do a plane change, just pick up passengers and then straight to Bimini. So
I like it. We got to go back.
I love it.
Sooner as opposed to later. My friend.
We got to go check out those wrecks.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, Neil. Appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, buddy. Have fun in California.
We'll stay warm. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and my guest right now is Pete from Scuba Board, who's always in the know when it comes to dive industry stuff. Pete, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Wait, you said that like a question, like I am? Wait, you are. No, of course you are.
And, it's my humility, Greg.
Yeah, okay. What little left there is, so to speak.
No, I'm the most humble person I know.
Yes.
And the greatest scuba diver.
You sound like me. What's up with that? That's why we get along so well, probably.
Exactly.
Yes, of course. All right. Well, what's in the news? Because I know there is some big news that we got to share with everybody
right now.
There is
big news. And when we talked about it a moment ago, you were kind of shocked.
Yeah. I just found this out myself.
Yeah. Hewish, the big juggernaut that owns Z-Gull and Atomic, mm-hmm. and you start naming all these companies that they've put together, just bought Oceanic and Hollis.
Wow. That is big, big news. Now, what will that mean? I don't know. But, you know, Hollis is Oceanic's based out there in California. So next week, you know, maybe you'll hear more about that as, you know, I talk to some of my dive industry friends. That is big news. That's a major merger in the dive industry.
You know, Hewish has come out as being the leader in our industry in many ways by assembling these various scuba entities that were really good at what they did. Like, you know, you can't beat an atomic regulator. They're great.
Mm-hmm. They're very
good. Now they're attaching both Hollis and Oceanic. These guys are huge. They're huge.
Yeah, no telling what this could mean. I mean, you know, Oceanic and Hollis, like you said, have great equipment lines in their own right. How this all merges together, or they keep them separate, or whatever, time will tell. But this is pretty big news in the dive industry. So we're going to have to, you know, find out what's going on. I'll send my moles after it and, you know, see what we can find out at the Scuba Show next week. But Pete.
Scuba Moles.
Okay. Well, we got more with Pete from Scuba Board, the Scuba Mole, next. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
As entertainment director of this cruise, I've made reservations for you to join me at the bottom of the sea. For the annual codfish ball.
Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. Jellyfish sway to and fro at the codfish ball.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And my guest right now is Pete the Scuba Mole. That might have to be your new, you know, the thing, just what we call you. I know, I always say Pete from Scuba Board, and that just is very descriptive. But I don't know, Pete the Scuba Mole. And,
well,
you know, you could get an outfit, you know, a cape, maybe a
you
mask.
You might not know this, but on Scuba Board, I'm no longer known as Net Doc. I am known as the Chairman.
The chairman. Hmm.
The chairman of the board, the scuba board.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, how about the codfather? Maybe yet.
The codfather. Yeah, no.
No, that wouldn't work.
The chairman works for
me. The chairman is not bad. Okay.
I like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, but I like the scuba mole. So you might be known as the scuba mole on Scuba Radio from here on out. I don't know.
That is definitely your choice.
He's always in the know. The scuba mole, or scuba, I can't even say. I got to remember. I'll have to practice. The scuba mole is
in the know. Don't call me scuba mole. I'm a gator, okay, not a mole.
Okay. Yeah, he's down there in the Keys, but obviously has some football allegiance to a particular team. All right, so what else is going on in the diving world where you are? You're not in Long Beach with me this weekend, so I know you're planning to do some diving, I would assume. Is that right?
I am. We're, you know, it's beautiful diving weather right now. Something that's come up on Scuba Board quite often and recently come up quite a bit is how do you choose the best BCD, buoyancy control device?
Mm-hmm. Well, and what do you tell them?
Well, you know, people are getting lost in the bells and whistles, and I think bells and whistles are fine. You know, how it looks, does it make me look fat, you know? Am I a tech diver? Am I a wreck diver? And all that. But I see so many people on the boat with ill-fitting BCs, and by gosh, that's the biggest thing you gotta do is make sure the BC fits.
Aha. Uh-huh. Fit over function is what the chairman is honing in on.
But the function is one thing. It's gotta, you know, attach the tank to you and help you get neutral. So fit is really important. And, you know, you're not going to do that anywhere else but by going to your local dive shop.
Right. So you got to go and try these things on.
Yeah.
And,
with a tank in them.
With a tank in them, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah,
they'll let you do that. Yeah.
Yeah, put a tank on this. Let me put it on my back with a tank. Make sure it's not, you know, wiggling around. You know, it's got to fit like a glove. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
It's got to be snug to you.
You know, you're so right about that, because it really isn't about how much this thing costs or how cool it looks. Now, if it has the color scheme you're looking for, bonus. But you're right. It's about the fit. It's about how comfortable you are in this thing. And because that's going to make all the difference in the world when you're in the water with this thing on you, if you're feeling nice and snug and your tank's not rolling around on your back, or if it's fitting properly, you won't even really feel the tank that much in the water at all, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially if you get one of the weight integrated ones, with the weight is into the BC, you don't have that yin and yang where the weight belt's pulling you one way and the BC's pulling you the other. You know, you feel really good in it. And when you feel good, there's so much less stress in the water. You could be a safer diver. You could be a better diver.
Uh-huh. So it's better to feel good than to look good when you're diving.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Well, see, I got to work on that. I get caught up in the bells and whistles too much myself. But well, I always manage to make it fit regardless. You know, the thing is,
that's good. That's
most
good.
Of the BCs are very adjustable now, though. So, you know, with a little tweaking, if it doesn't fit you quite right at first, you know, take it apart a little bit or have the guy there in the store like, hey, can we adjust the cummerbund a tad? And, you know, most of them let you do that now, don't you think?
Today, with the internet, you can buy anything, but it's hard to get it to fit perfect unless you show up at the dive shop and put this BCD on.
Yes, you got to touch it, you got to feel it, and the only way to do that is to, you know, patronize your local dive center. That's what they're there for.
Exactly, and you know what? There might be bells and whistles on that BC that you don't even know are there.
Well, yeah.
And the dive shop can show it to you. Dive
right.
shop can say, hey, look at this.
Well, those adjustments I told you about. I mean,
exactly.
You really got to know someone who knows how this BC is put together a lot of times because you wouldn't just know how it adjusts just by looking at it. So that's what they're there for. They know the equipment, and they should be able to tell you, okay, yeah, we can adjust this. This looks a little loose on you if you're feeling a little wiggy there. Let's adjust that, and here's how you do that. Or, you know, we can tear into it a little bit and adjust it accordingly. But yeah, that's good stuff. And that applies more to more than just BCs. I mean, that applies, well, masks in particular.
Exactly.
Are it's all about the fit. You know, and what's funny, I have had so many masks, as I know you have over the years. And it doesn't matter if you've spent like $200 on your mask or $20. If that mask that's $20 fits better for your particular type of face, nose, whatever, you're going to want to use that mask. Are you with me on this or what?
Oh, dude, and when you go into rebreathers, mask fitting is the most important thing. Because every time you breathe out your nose to try and clear your mask, you're screwing with your rebreather.
Uh-huh. And okay. You're wasting time.
Well, you're wasting air. You're wasting all sorts of things. And you're messing with your buoyancy, what we call the minimum loop. All that stuff gets screwed up when you're constantly blowing through your nose, clearing your mask. You got to get a mask. And the only way to do that is to go to the local dive shop and put that guy on.
Yeah. Now, it's a little trickier with regulators and octos and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the gauges, it comes right back to it. You go to the dive store, and he can work through all the menus on these newfangled dive computers that do more than, well, drive your car to the dive site. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, it's pretty remarkable what they can do. So you kind of need a little guidance in that regard, unless you're a computer nerd. And, you know, live on the internet and can look that stuff up, which you can do. You can do that if you want, but it's easier if someone's just sitting there and it's like, oh, yeah, this dive computer does this, this, and this. You can interface it with your computer and do this, and, you know, that kind of helps expedite
the learning
curve. Well,
if you have a question like that, Greg, go on to Scuba Board.
Well, of course. Okay. And there's a resource.
We have the
too.
Manufacturers there. We've got people, divers, instructors, and everybody around the world who can tell you how to use this gear correctly.
Yeah. All right. Well, what are you diving these days? Or what is in your dive locker for the season, which is kind of right now for us warm water wusses in Florida, right?
Yes. Well, my BC is actually a dive right that's attached to my rebreather.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the Scuba Force SF2 rebreather. I just finally found a bear mask that fits me perfectly. Oh my gosh, I don't have to keep clearing it. It's I think in the almost 50 years of diving, it's the first time I've had a mask that just fits.
Really? So, but Bear makes it. I didn't even know they made masks.
Well, if
they're under the Hewish umbrella, right? Bear?
They are.
Yeah, so they're making masks now, and you like the latest Bear mask that's out, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? When I go open circuit, I dive the Hewish Zeagle Express Tech.
Yeah.
And I also dive the Atomic Regulators. And now, Hewish also owns the Hollis, and I use the Hollis, what we call bat fins, the X1.
Hmm. Okay.
So, you know, I'm almost a Hewish diver now.
Well, good for you. Well, yeah, you know, I dive oceanic stuff as we speak. So I guess I'm going to be on the Hewish, you know, under the Hewish umbrella here, well, now or soon or whatever. But, yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. But I have full oceanic stuff at the moment. I also dabble with some Scuba Pro stuff. So
well,
I kind of mix it up.
I have Shearwater for my computers, my personal dive computers, PDCs.
Yeah. Well, and then I got a whole assortment of force fins that I like to throw into
the
mix.
Yes, you do.
Yes. My red sparkled force fins from my buddy Bob Evans.
They're so you.
Yeah, they are very me. You know, if I click them 3 times and say there's no place like home, I just
Does
look
Bob
like,
show up?
I look like a total retard right there on the boat. But it's fun to
Dude,
do.
That's not the fins.
That's, oh, well, thank you that. Thank you for that, Mr. Scuba Mole. Anyway, yeah, you know, go down to your local dive center if you're looking for some new gear for the season, and you'll be good to go. Pete, always a pleasure. We'll catch up again, my friend.
Later, dude.
All right, we got more coming up. Vinny Two Tanks from the left coast is standing by. He's next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire and they get warm, and then they come back and they sing some more.
California.
Yes, indeed, they do, and we are there in California this weekend recording Scuba Radio for next week. You'll hear all about it if you tune in then. It's going to be a fun time. CJ is coming out there with me, first time for the scuba show for him. And then right after the show, we're heading out to Catalina Island, with our friend Vinny Two Tanks. He joins Pete from Scuba Board and myself on the big show. Vinny, how are you, buddy?
Good, Greg. How you doing?
Good. Have you packed additional life preservers, flares, and all the things that we're going to need when all hell breaks loose when we get on a boat together, or what?
Yeah, Butch and I have been working on the boat, getting it tip-top. Everything's ready to go.
Okay. Flares, emergency procedure type thing.
We have all that stuff.
Okay.
I even have a Nautilus Lifeline radio now.
Well, okay. We're good to go. We'll be fine. I kid.
Wait a minute. You guys aren't ready yet.
Why? What else would we need, Pete?
I didn't hear beer.
Oh, come on. They don't mess with that. They go right for the hard liquor. Am I right there, Vinny?
Well, we have a plethora of different choices.
A plethora.
Exactly. You know, Catalina Island's where all the big movie stars go. So we're going to be living large.
Where do the skinny ones go?
I don't know. That's a good point. We'll find out, I guess. I mean, this is going to be an adventure for me, too. I've never went over there on a boat like this. I mean, it's a 52-footer, if I remember right, Vinny, right?
That's
the liveaboard boat we're going in.
Yeah, nice size.
Yeah, so we're going to go over there, but it's going to be our own little private yacht, or yachet, as we say in the biz, and go over there and just live like a boating, diving, boating, diving fools or something. I don't know. It's just going to be a fun thing to experience. I've been over to Catalina just for like a day trip. You go over there on the Catalina Express in the morning, come back the same day, but I've never overnighted in the area, and it's just beautiful. I was really blown away. Just hanging out topside. So I'm anxious to go over there with Vinny and Butch, who you guys have been over there many, many times before. This is like your weekend retreat. Am I right, Vinny?
Oh, yeah. Over the years, we've been there, many times.
You go over there, dive, hang out, maybe have a cocktail, eat a buffalo burger or something, because they get all kinds of buffalo on Catalina or something. Is that it? What's the story with that?
They keep the herd culled, but you can see buffalo.
Yeah, you see them
occasionally.
I had one. I ate a buffalo burger over there.
Right.
The buffalo that repopulated the United States buffalo herds came from Catalina.
Well, okay. See,
is true.
The scuba mole knows all. So he's keeping us informed. So I didn't know that. But see, these are the kind of things I expect to learn on our little jaunt over there to Catalina after the scuba show, Vinny. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to take CJ and myself over there and kind of expose us to what the California locals do when they have a few days to kill, maybe some diving, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you'll see more with us because we're going to take you to the Isthmus, which is the other location where they have a general store in the restaurant where all the movie stars go to. But and you can walk across, to either side of the island.
Okay,
it's a short walk.
I like it. Yeah, that's okay. It's Isthmus.
Short walk, long period.
And then you'll see the plaque where they built this ranch house to film a movie where they brought the buffalo. And you'll learn all that stuff.
All right, where they brought the buffalo and where the buffalo roam.
They brought the buffalo Catalina to film a movie. I forget the name of it, but
and then
they
kind of took over
the movie.
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember seeing some of this stuff when we went over there last time, but it was kind of a blur, if you know what I mean. It was just a day trip, and that usually means you get off the boat and
you were at Avalon. We're going to take you to the other side of the island where where it's called Two Harbors, and you can walk across back and forth to Two Harbors.
Okay, so Avalon is like
there.
The touristy area. That's where the casino pier area is, right?
Right.
And that's where I've been. So you're going to take us to where the real folks that know or in the know
where most of the boaters go to Two Harbors because it's it's not as crowded with all the tourists.
Well, there's two, so there's way more room to stretch out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
See, what do I know? What about abalone? Do they got abalone? Can I get an abalone sandwich over there, or is that not legal?
Yes and no.
Most of the abalone you eat on the West Coast now is farmed off of Baja California.
Mm, okay, I didn't know
abalone.
It's a total moratorium. But we can actually take you into a harbor where, on low tide, it's about 12 to 15 feet, and you'll see dozens and dozens of them. They're coming back pretty strong. They put a moratorium on.
Because you can't eat them, but you can look at them.
Yeah, they're all legal size, but I don't want to be a poacher.
No, we don't want to do that. I didn't know if was an option. Always heard
the Garibaldi. You can look at them, but you can't take them.
Oh, really? I'll give you my Explore Adventure line. I'm Fisher, my friends.
Ah, okay. Explore Adventures or Finding Nemo. Either way.
These aren't fish, though.
You remember when you go on the boat, they go, fish are our friends, so, you know, don't mess with the fish.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. They might have picked that up from a Finding Nemo thing, or maybe vice versa. I don't know. But, yeah, I've always wondered what the abalone tastes like. And I figured maybe this
might
be.
You've never had it?
I've never had it. Well, I'm in Florida. I'm a warm water Florida diving wuss.
Great.
So we don't
snails.
Have those.
It's like conch.
Think they taste like conch? Surely
no,
they taste.
I know they taste like conch.
You've had them. They taste just like conch, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you know, it depends on how they make them. If they make them different than what you had conch, it's going to taste.
Well, it's all about
different.
The conch salad. Whoever makes the recipe is the winner on
exactly.
that. Because yeah, and you know they had to be pretty daggone hungry when they ate a conch. Because when you pull them out of the shell, they look like a giant booger. See, I'm just saying. If you're eating right now, I apologize, but it's just the truth. But abalone don't look like that. They look like a big,
gooey
gray
mess. When you pull them out of the water, it looks like a female anatomy part, actually.
Yum, let's eat. Okay, and on that note, we'll end it. Till next week, when we come to you from the Scuba Show in Long Beach. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down
where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
These little snails, you know how to wail here. That's why it's hot, 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 yeah, we get lucky, yeah, yeah, we get lucky, yeah.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.